Yes, indeed. And we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you. And we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we welcome you to our delicious conversation on the power of decisions. And this is where we begin. Today, we want to talk about the decision for ease. And from our perspective, the decision for ease could be perhaps the single most important one that you ever make, particularly if you are accustomed to pushing and shoving and trying and making and having happen. Because the decision for ease is the decision for allowing and for flow and for simplicity and for just more and more and more of what you're actually wanting. The decision for ease is a little bit like having your cake and eating it too. Because when you make the decision for ease, what you are doing is you are saying, I will no longer push, I will flow into what I'm wanting. And flowing into what you are wanting is precisely what will bring you what you are wanting. Because you allow it to come to you. The desires you see having been launched recently or long ago, no matter how long it's been, are constantly looking for ways to manifest into your reality. And the wanted versions of those come to you quite easily when you are open to them, when you are aligned with them, when you have made a decision to have them. And certainly the decision for ease is perhaps one of the fastest and most efficient ways to line up with the totality of what you're wanting. So if we were in your shoes and we were contemplating this idea of the decision for ease, what we would say is this. Today I am deciding that it can be easy. Today I'm deciding that my life is a lot simpler and easier and more profoundly delicious than I ever really imagined before. There was a time not long ago when I thought it was important to rush around and be busy and work really hard to make things happen, whether that was part of my job or whether that was just how I was living my life, playing hard and working hard and making hard decisions to get hard things done in a hard sort of way. That's not really that interesting to me anymore, although I can see why it was valuable at the time, why it was useful at the time, and even why it was powerful at the time. But today, I'm no longer really that interested in that kind of approach. Today, I'm interested in just one thing. Ease. Today I make the decision for ease because what I want is everything. I no longer want to try to sort it out on my own. I want to let the universe of my thoughts leverage what is available, which is literally unlimited energy, to bring forth the very precise things that I am wanting in the very best possible ways that I am willing to allow. And when I'm easy with things, I'm much more willing to allow the wanted aspect of things than I am the unwanted or the slightly desirable but not that desirable version of things that I might have been accustomed to in the past, where I was making bargains with myself and deals with myself about what I would be willing to have because I thought it was the best I could do. Today I make the decision for ease because what I want is more of the really good stuff, not just the half measure that seemed like it was the best I could do. Today I make the decision for ease because it feels better to me. Today I make the decision for ease and I'm feeling very connected to and plugged in to the source of who I am. When I step back and look and feel and imagine what source energy is like as it flows through me, realizing that I'm really just looking at myself, but looking at it from this particular perspective, from my physically oriented viewpoint. What I see is a river. I see nothing about the river that is pushing. The river is leveraged by the power of the flow, which is just responding to the naturally occurring idea of gravity. And the gravity, as a metaphor, is just simply the powerful, strong desires that are pulling everything towards them. I do not see any pushing. I do not see any making. I do not see any arranging. I do not see any sorting. What I see is flow, and what I feel is ease. Today I make the decision for ease. Today I make the decision to have the fullness of what I'm wanting, because it really is easy. When I look at the river of all that is flowing through my life, all I see is the grace and the harmony, the joyful music that the water makes as it gurgles and bubbles its way down. I feel the strength of the flow, and I feel the ease on which the very canoe of my life is carried on this river. There's nothing difficult. There's nothing pressing. There's only flow and ease and joy and delight. So today I make the decision for ease. I find myself more and more in the powerful flow of who I am. Today I make the decision for ease, and it feels easy to do so, which seems like a rather odd thing, except for the fact that obviously the vibration of something begets more of it as I bring my attention to it. And today I'm paying attention to how easy this all is. Today I'm paying attention to how situations and circumstance don't make things easy, but I can discover ease in the midst of anything. I can discover ease and flow and beauty and delight in the midst of any circumstance or situation. It's a decision that I make. Once I'm already in a situation that I might not like, I still have plenty of opportunities, in fact, endless numbers of them, to make the decision for ease, and I do that today. I don't need to wait any longer. Today, this wonderful, magnificent, glorious day that I'm in, is the perfect day to go with the flow of my powerful, strong desires. Every time I ever put up a defense or I try to protect myself from something, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm deciding against ease. Today, I'm going to give that up, at least for a little while, and decide that it can all be easy. There's nothing to defend. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to change. When I'm in the flow of my powerful, strong desires, it's amazing what happens around me. It's amazing what I'm inspired to do, to say, to go, to be, to experience. I watch the smallest thing amplify into the most delicious, amazing experience of my life. When I'm in the flow of ease, I am in the flow of all that is passing through, around, on, and over the fullness of my being. When I am in the flow of this ease, having made the decision for ease, I know that all is well in very direct ways. I can feel it. I can sense it. I can tell. A great calmness comes over me, and I am filled with the singular light of who I am. Ease is just the opening that I was looking for to bring me in alignment with myself. Today, as I make the decision for ease, I realize that even the places that might still be a little bit tense or wrought up, moving in different directions, in other words, the contrast of my life, well, it's still there. But I no longer see it as something that has to be fixed. The contrast of my life is something that's helping me make new decisions. So when something feels tense, instead of looking for ways to fix it, I just remember that I am making a decision for ease, and that it is a powerful one. And then I just watch and delight in what happens as the tight space begins to relax. Today, I make the decision for ease. And I make the decision for ease because I want to, because it feels better, because it's in alignment with who I am, and because I just simply enjoy living a life of flowing ease. So having said these things, it's our recommendation to you that you see if this is a decision that you want to make. Now, in a way, you could say that we've laid out a powerful case to argue for the decision for ease, but it's not really an argument. We're just simply noticing what is possible. There are many other decisions that you are, can, and will make. The decision for ease, we think, however, is perhaps the most powerful of these. It's the one that makes all the others that much easier to make. The decision for ease is something that we offer you through our story, through our conversation here today, as a gift not from us, but from you to you. We do highly recommend that you think about this decision, that you feel your way into it, and notice it is if it is something that you want to allow. And if you do, we know from where we sit that you will have a very delicious experience with yourself. And you will find your physical universe turning to meet you and providing situations, circumstances, and experiences that will bring you more in alignment with ease than ever before. So once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very, very delicious time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.